There's one thing I love, and that's meeting new people, meeting new groups, new organizations, and then forming and creating partnerships to help the community. I started a campaign called Spread Love with Locks, where I go to different cities across the country on my own dime. You know, I don't have a 501c3. I'm not set up to receive any cash donations or sponsorships. You know, I like to say I'm a mama with a mouth on a mission to help other parents who have children with special needs. And the one thing that has kept my children safe is those interior combination door locks that I found on Amazon. And so when I see that a child with autism has wandered away from their home and drowned in a nearby lake or was found dead, I load up those locks, I get on a plane or I get in a nine-seater and I go. And I set up block parties with the ice cream truck and the face painters and the balloon animals, so that we can get the locks into the hands of the families who need them. And I don't ever want finances to be a barrier, right? Because the locks are with $30, $40, $50, depending on what kind you get. And for some of us, that doesn't mean like a lot of money. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but for some folks, it's a game changer. And so I always go with about 50 to 100 locks and give those away to families who have kids with autism who wander. And it doesn't just provide those free locks to the families, but you know, I try to get as much media coverage as I can so that maybe there's a parent at home who can't afford the lock, who sees a story or who reads about it. And they go out and get the locks for themselves, for their families, or for a loved one who has a child with autism to keep them safe. You know, when I give out 100 locks, I don't say that, you know, oh, I've donated 100 locks to 100 different families. You know, I like to say I've saved 100 lives. I've saved 100 lives. I've saved 72 lives. However many locks that I've given away, that's a life of a child that's saved. And so I was out last month in Marshall doing a talk for a group of amazing early educators, talking about how to connect and work collaboratively with parents who have kids with special needs to make sure that the child has the best educational opportunities and also a better quality of life. You know, and so I was talking to Mary Lockhart Finling. Dr. Mary is with United Community Action Partnership, the organization that had me there, and to speak with this, you know, amazing group of probably 100 plus early childhood educators. And you know, we were talking and I was talking about the Spread Locks campaign. And, you know, Miss Mary said, well, we have a little boy out here who wandered away and drowned. And so I want to partner with you to do something like that here. And I said, Miss Mary, I'm there. You just tell me when. Miss Mary said October the 5th from 10 to noon. I said, Miss Mary, I'm gonna be there. And I tell you, I can't wait to go. I'm gonna broadcast my show live. But before I get out there, I had to get Miss Mary here, and she is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Mary, thank you so much for being on the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me, Shaletta. It's really a pleasure to partner with you, and it just came by chance that we had this opportunity to talk about this because it didn't get a lot of coverage.
And I want you to talk to me about it because as connected as I am with the autism community, I was all the way in Boston, all the way in Houston, and here a child right here in Minnesota wandered away and drowned, and I didn't see or hear or know anything about it. Can you give us the details on that?
Well, in June of this summer, we had a former student of ours, little Alex, who was at a family barbecue and wandered away and drowned in the river close by.
Yeah, and that is so heartbreaking. I was actually, you know, chatting with some of your early educators because he was one of your students. And, you know, talk to me about, you know, the impact that that had on, you know, the folks with United Community Action Partnership that actually had a hand in helping to educate little Alex.
Yes, they were, of course, devastated by the incident, and it's still fresh, and it's deep sorrow. And of course, everyone thinks about, well, what could I have done, and how could I have prevented this? And since it took place out of school time, we all know that Alex was a climber and drawn to water, consistently played in the water table all the time. He was just an adorable, loving little boy, full of smiles all the time.
And, you know, when we were there and I was speaking to the group, you know, I don't stand behind a podium when I talk. I walk through the crowd and I touch people on the back and rub them, and we laugh and high five, you know, because I like to be with the people when I'm doing a presentation or talking. And, you know, I have my notes, but, you know, something in my spirit just told me to talk about those locks. To talk about the work that I was doing. And it did not pertain to y'all. That is not what I came there to do. But it just came up out of my mouth. And immediately when it did, I saw you. You were just like, oh my God. Were you just like shocked when I started talking about that initiative? Because it was like, I looked over at you. I was like, is she getting mad at me? I couldn't tell what was going on. But that was before I knew about little Alex.
Yeah, we definitely, I was shocked. And it just hit home. And it sounded like, wow, this is something we can do in our community. We serve a lot of children with autism in our Head Start program. Now more than ever, about 20 to 30% of the children we service have some sort of disability. And more and more of the children we serve have diagnosed autism, either an educational diagnosis or a medical diagnosis. And it really hit home when you started talking about that. And those who knew Alex immediately just thought of him.
And they were crying, girl. They had me crying.
They did, yes.
But I have to applaud you because you took the time to have me there to talk to your group about autism. About, you know, how to connect with parents. You know, they can get the information from a book. You can, you know, get all the details that you need to make sure that you're looking out and you know the signs. But it was more than that for you. You wanted to have a parent there so that they could understand how we can connect and collaborate to help these kids get off to a good start and also to educate the parents. Why was that important to you? Because a lot of people don't do that and they don't see the value in doing that, but that is so valuable.
Yes, Head Start has a long history of a whole family, two generation, three generation, what have you, approach to early childhood education. And we involve the whole family. And we know that families and parents are the primary educators of young mm-hmm. children, and we really have to approach it through a partnership. Like you said, we can learn from books and in school and get our degrees, but it's really important that we listen to the parents of children, and they know their child better than anyone else. And it's when we help the family and strengthen the family, we at the same time provide better outcomes for that child long into the future.
And I just the people who are a part of your organization who were there when I was there speaking, they were just so committed and so dedicated to these students. The stories they shared with me, you know, the way that they are working so hard to meet the needs of the children who are neurodiverse while still challenging the kids who are normal developing to learn more and be their best. And then, you know, juggling that parenting dynamic, you know, y'all are the first line of defense when it comes to education.
That's so true. And it really takes a special person to work in the Head Start program and in early childhood. And our staff are so dedicated to what they do. And I always tell them they are truly the best teachers around and the best educators and family service workers. It really is a whole family approach. And actually, a lot of our teaching staff started in the Head Start program as parents themselves of children in the Head Start program. Mm-hmm. And then we helped grow those parents and till they actually became part of our staff. So that is the true story of the Head Start program, too, is that family success and being part of the whole big picture.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for having me out there. Now, if there are folks who want to know more, I know you are always looking for more employees. Families may be looking for you. Head Start has wraparound services, so there may be some resources. How can folks get in touch with you, Dr. Mary, to get more information about whether they are looking for a job, they are looking for a new career, they are looking for the opportunity for their families to be involved, their children, or to get some information?
Yeah, our website is www.unitedcapmn.org, and that is the best way. We have our employment applications right on our website. We have the phone numbers on our website for contacting us, and of course we're always enrolling children, families, and looking for staff that meet our mission as well.
And I just have to remind everybody, October the 5th, that's a Saturday from 10 to noon. We're going to location TBA it right now because we're linking in the Lyon County Sheriff's Department and they want to be involved in this. We're going to have a block party, balloon animals, face painting. Someone donated 25 locks already, and so I'm going to go buy more, and we're going to go out there, Miss Dr. Mary, and we are going to bless the people because we don't want another situation to happen where another child dies. So I thank you for trusting me not only to come and speak to your group, but also to partner with me so we can honor little Alex and we can make sure that there's not another little Alex that happens on our watch.
Yes, thank you so much, and we're so appreciative of spreading this word and doing our part to prevent another accident or death.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you for being on the show, and we will see you in just a few weeks.
All right, that sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too, and enjoy the weather. There's one thing I love, and that's meeting new people, meeting new groups, new organizations, and then forming and creating partnerships to help the community. You know, I started a campaign called Spread Love with Locks, where I go to different cities across the country on my own dime. You know, I don't have a 501c3. I'm not set up to receive any cash donations or sponsorships. You know, I like to say I'm a mama with a mouth on a mission to help other parents who have children with special needs. And the one thing that has kept my children safe is those interior combination door locks that I found on Amazon. And so when I see that a child with autism has wandered away from their home and drowned in a nearby lake or was found dead, I load up those locks, I get on a plane or I get in a 9-seater and I go. And I set up block parties with the ice cream truck and the face painters and the balloon animals, so that we can get the locks into the hands of the families who need them. And I don't ever want finances to be a barrier, right? Because the locks are with $30, $40, $50, depending on what kind you get. And for some of us, that doesn't mean like a lot of money. It doesn't seem like a lot of money. But for some folks, it's a game changer. And so I always go with about 50 to 100 locks and give those away to families who have kids with autism who wander. And it doesn't just provide those free locks to the families, but, you know, I try to get as much media coverage as I can so that maybe there's a parent at home who can't afford the lock, who sees a story or who reads about it. And they go out and get the locks for themselves, for their families, or for a loved one who has a child with autism to keep them safe. You know, when I give out 100 locks, I don't say that, you know, oh, I've donated 100 locks to 100 different families. You know, I like to say I've saved 100 lives. I've saved 100 lives. I've saved 72 lives. However many locks that I've given away, that's a life of a child that's saved. And so I was out last month in Marshall, doing a talk for a group of amazing early educators, talking about how to connect and work collaboratively with parents who have kids with special needs to make sure that the child has the best educational opportunities and also a better quality of life. You know, and so I was talking to Mary Lockhart Finling. Dr. Mary is with United Community Action Partnership, the organization that had me there, and to speak with this, you know, amazing group of probably 100 plus early childhood educators. And, you know, we were talking and I was talking about the Spread Locks campaign. And, you know, Miss Mary said, well, we have a little boy out here who wandered away and drowned. And so I want to partner with you to do something like that here. And I said, Miss Mary, I'm there. You just tell me when. Miss Mary said, October the 5th from 10 to noon. I said, Miss Mary, I'm going to be there. And I tell you, I can't wait to go. I'm going to broadcast my show live. But before I get out there, I had to get Miss Mary here. And she is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Mary, thank you so much for being on the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me, Shaletta. It's really a pleasure to partner with you, and it just came by chance that we had this opportunity to talk about this because it didn't get a lot of coverage.
And I want you to talk to me about it because as connected as I am with the autism community, I was all the way in Boston, all the way in Houston, and here a child right here in Minnesota wandered away and drowned, and I didn't see or hear or know anything about it. Can you give us the details on that?
Well, in June of this summer, we had a former student of ours, little Alex, who was at a family barbecue and wandered away and drowned in the river close by.
Yeah, and that is so heartbreaking. I was actually, you know, chatting with some of your early educators because he was one of your students. And, you know, talk to me about, you know, the impact that that had on, you know, the folks with United Community Action Partnership that actually had a hand in helping to educate little Alex.
Yes, they were, of course, devastated by the incident and it's still fresh, and it's deep sorrow. And, of course, everyone thinks about, well, what could I have done and how could I have prevented this? And since it took place out of school time, we all know that Alex was a climber and drawn to water, consistently played in the water table all the time. He was just an adorable, loving little boy, full of smiles all the time.
And, you know, when we were there and I was speaking to the group, you know, I don't stand behind a podium when I talk. I walk through the crowd and I touch people on the back and rub them and we laugh and high five, you know, because I like to be with the people when I'm doing a presentation or talking. And, you know, I have my notes, but, you know, something in my spirit just told me to talk about those locks. To talk about the work that I was doing. And it did not pertain to y'all. That is not what I came there to do. But it just came up out of my mouth. And immediately when it did, I saw you. You were just like, oh, my God. Were you just like shocked when I started talking about that initiative? Because it was like I looked over at you. I was like, is she getting mad at me? I couldn't tell what was going on. But that was before I knew about little Alex.
Yeah, we definitely, I was shocked. And it just hit home. And it sounded like, wow, this is something we can do in our community. We serve a lot of children with autism in our Head Start program. Now more than ever, about 20 to 30% of the children we service have some sort of disability. And more and more of the children we serve have diagnosed autism, either an educational diagnosis or a medical diagnosis. And it really hit home when you started talking about that. And those who knew Alex immediately just thought of him.
And they were crying, girl. They had me crying.
They did, yes.
But I have to applaud you because you took the time to have me there to talk to your group about autism. about, you know, how to connect with parents. You know, they can get the information from a book. You can, you know, get all the details that you need to make sure that you're looking out and you know the signs. But it was more than that for you. You wanted to have a parent there so that they could understand how we can connect and collaborate to help these kids get off to a good start, and also to educate the parents. Why was that important to you? Because a lot of people don't do that, and they don't see the value in doing that, but that is so valuable.
Yes, Head Start has a long history of a whole family, two generation, three generation, what have you, approach to early childhood education. And we involve the whole family, and we know that families and parents are the primary educators of young mm-hmm. children, and we really have to approach it through a partnership. Like you said, we can learn from books and in school and get our degrees, but it's really important that we listen to the parents of children, and they know their child better than anyone else. And it's when we help the family and strengthen the family, we at the same time provide better outcomes for that child long into the future.
And I just the people who are a part of your organization, who were there when I was there speaking, they were just so committed and so dedicated to these students. The stories they shared with me, you know, the way that they are working so hard to meet the needs of the children who are neurodiverse while still challenging the kids who are normal developing to learn more and be their best. And then, you know, juggling that parenting dynamic, you know, y'all are the first line of defense when it comes to education.
That's so true. And it really takes a special person to work in the Head Start program in early childhood. And our staff are so dedicated to what they do. And I always tell them they are truly the best teachers around and the best educators and family service workers. It really is a whole family approach. And actually, a lot of our teaching staff started in the Head Start program as parents themselves of children in the Head Start program. Mm-hmm. And then we helped grow those parents and till they actually became part of our staff. So that is the true story of the Head Start program, too, is that family success and being part of the whole big picture.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for having me out there. Now, if there are folks who want to know more, I know you are always looking for more employees. Families may be looking for you. Head Start has wraparound services, so there may be some resources. How can folks get in touch with you, Dr. Mary, to get more information about whether they are looking for a job, they are looking for a new career, they are looking for the opportunity for their families to be involved, their children, or to get some information?
Yeah, our website is www.unitedcapmn.org. And that is the best way. We have our employment applications right on our website. We have the phone numbers on our website for contacting us. And, of course, we're always enrolling children, families, and looking for staff that meet our mission as well.
And I just have to remind everybody, October the 5th, that's a Saturday from 10 to noon. We're going to location TBA it right now because we're linking in the Lyon County Sheriff's Department and they want to be involved in this. We're going to have a block party, balloon animals, face painting. Someone donated 25 locks already, and so I'm going to go buy more, and we're going to go out there, Miss Dr. Mary, and we are going to bless the people because we don't want another situation to happen where another child dies. So I thank you for trusting me not only to come and speak to your group, but also to partner with me so we can honor little Alex and we can make sure that there's not another little Alex that happens on our watch.
Yes, thank you so much, and we're so appreciative of spreading this word and doing our part to prevent another accident or death.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you for being on the show, and we will see you in just a few weeks.
All right. That sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too, and enjoy the weather.